WTGDG.com studios in downtown San Francisco. Now your hosts, Joe Low and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
We're going to play on and stand strong with Joe Low and Dibs. Turn the game on. Pump up the volume. It's time to play ball. Joe Low and Dibs. Turn the game on.
I don't know about you guys. That sounds like baseball to me.
Baseball music, Joe.
Smells like baseball.
I love it.
And if it sounds like baseball, smells like baseball, and looks like baseball, well, naturally, it's going to taste like chicken milk, but that doesn't mean it's not baseball. Welcome to Opening Day 2018, ladies and gentlemen. Joe, Low, and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. It is great to have you with us on this most holy of national sports holidays. We'll be taking your calls throughout the day. If you are tailgating at the Coliseum, we'd like to hear from you. 888-957-9570. If you think the Giants are going to have a better season than the A's, we'd like to hear from you. 888-957-9570. And boys and ladies, quite frankly, I believe that if you pit the callers against one another, A's versus Giants on who's going to have the better season, I think by the end of the show, if we have an overwhelming lean towards one of those two directions, I'd be willing to make a wager on the callers.
Wow.
If we would take 150 A's calls versus 120 Giants calls, and the A's calls would be overwhelming that they're going to have a better season, I will find a way to get that bet up on the board in Vegas. I will make that bet.
I like that.
So I will bet on the callers.
You're saying the callers will determine who has a better season, A's versus Giants. You have just a gut feeling that that's the way it's going to play out.
I think this is a year you can have that conversation because when you analyze the two teams top to bottom, the gap has narrowed. The gap has narrowed. The Giants are coming off a rough season. I'm not using that as an indicator, but between the injuries, the age, the projections, the division, the schedule, all that good stuff. And then you look at what the A's have been doing and where their projections are. This is the closest we've seen in terms of Vegas win totals, Pecota projections, you name it. It's the closest we've seen in a few years. I think this is the year you could turn it over to the callers. You could let the emotion guide you. And then inevitably end up in financial ruin.
Either way, it's one team's going to have more than the other, Low. So if it's a coin flip year, instead of flipping a coin, why don't we put it out there to the people and let the people's passion decide?
Let's do it.
You
look at both these teams, you see where they're financially, who's spending the most money. But money doesn't necessarily buy you championships or buy you more wins this year because this one's going to be a coin flip.
We will have our projections for you. Divisional, wild card, league championship series, and World Series. Those will be coming up at 7:30. In addition to that, Beat the Bookie will return four season win totals for you. Now, you can laugh, and you can think about Beat the Bookie in a small sample size based on this past football season, or you can think big picture. And our season win totals over the last 2 years, 6-1-1. One defeat in eight picks over the last 2 years. We look to keep that cooking later today around 7:30. Chris Rose will join us at 7:45. At 8, we will announce another name for the Golden Ticket Sweepstakes. So make sure you're listening. If your name is called, you will have 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call us back. If you do so, you will end up as a finalist for the Golden Ticket, which is two tickets to every single Warriors home playoff game. Remember, if you haven't registered on the website, which is 957thegame.com, you have no chance to win. Very exciting program.
So register.
Tonight. Yeah, just go register. It takes less than a minute, and then you have a chance to win two playoff tickets to every single Warriors home postseason game.
If you know your first and last name and can click a button twice, you can register. It's just not that hard, Coach.
Today is one of those days that no matter what the country would say, I would want to work. This is one of the reasons I'm in this field. This is what keeps me up at night. Last night I didn't sleep very well, just based purely on excitement. Because we have so many conversations we're going to dive into today. This is one of the more unique shows. This is one of the more fan-driven shows. This is where we go off the walls a little bit with some crazy conversations, which one of which is going to come up in about 11 minutes at 6:15. But for everyone else, should today be a holiday? We have this conversation every year. We have a lot of holidays in this country. We don't have a single sports holiday. Have we ever noticed that? Sports is a major integral part of the American landscape. we plan our schedules around sports. Think about what football season's like. How many of you listening right now plan your Sundays around NFL football, whether it be the Raiders or the Niners? How many of you will take a day off on Friday if your team is playing Thursday night football and it's a home game, right? We don't have a single holiday in this country dedicated to sports. Wouldn't opening day be the way to start?
It would be perfect. And I think it would be an ultimate unifying act for America, and an America that is fractured in many ways, Coach. And I don't mean to go bully pulpit at 6:05, but there aren't a lot of things in this country now that unite us. And our love of baseball is maybe close to one of them, but baseball and sports, as Andy Dolich, the great Bay Area legend, said, sports is the remaining town hall. You don't go to the town hall anymore to meet up as a society. Sports is that town hall. And baseball,
I think. That's fantastic.
It's Andy Dolich, and he's right. It's really the only time that we come together as people. So if everybody had the opportunity for the opener to go out and enjoy baseball with each other, I think it would be a great thing for the country.
I think you can take it one step further. We get together for things other than sports. We saw it this past weekend. How many people marched in protest regarding gun reform this past weekend? Not exactly a cheery, uplifting
right.
get together, if you know what I mean.
Right.
We'll get together for protest. We'll get together for sports. Sports, not only one of the few get-togethers, also a positive connotation on that.
Right. And it also, it's not a secular holiday, and this is not to single out Easter, because I've loved Easter, but Easter is not all-inclusive. If you're not a believer, then Easter's not for you, or Hanukkah, or Christmas, or we could go all the way down the list.
Kwanzaa. So,
yeah, I don't think we have enough unifying holidays in a day like this. Just a freebie in the end of March? Who wouldn't want that?
What's the downside? Kids miss school. All right, it's one day. Opportunity for the family to get outside. Would this not encourage us family to reconnect with the outdoors?
Yeah, it also just helps family just bond together. If you're taking your kids out of school and everyone's going to the ballpark, it is unification. I look at it, you know, I know we're asking people, and I think you really should really take a serious look at making this a national holiday. If Martin Luther King has one, you look at sports, it should have one. Because you think about Jackie Robinson, you got to realize blacks, whites, certain individuals weren't able to get along, weren't able to coexist, and sports bridged that gap. I really believe that sports has transcended and brought this country together even faster. Sports, military, without a doubt, I think sports should have a national holiday.
When it comes to sports, is there any element of life, let's just focus on America, any element of life in America where you get more diversity amongst one small group of people? Pick any team you want. Pick a baseball team, right? All right, so the one thing that's left out here, women, because obviously these are men's sports and then they're women's sports, so maybe it's not the most diverse. But you have players from backgrounds. Some come from money. Some come from nothing. Some are tall. Some are short. Some are black. Some are white. Some are European.
Asians. Shout out to Shohei Ohtani.
You have different age groups. You have the old men like LeBron. You have the young bucks like the Zion Williamson, who's coming up. Shout out his thumb. Hopefully it gets better sometime in the near future.
You hate to see someone get hurt in the McDonald's All-American game.
If we were – you've been saying that for years. You've been saying that for
thank
years.
Thank you, Joe, for noticing. I appreciate that.
But if we were in a situation where the country would decide that sports is deserving of one day a year that we could call a holiday for sports – what would that holiday be? Would opening day be the best possible fit?
It's only rivaled by the day after the Super Bowl, which I call hangover day. And, you know, because everyone goes so hard on Sunday, and that's probably the closest thing we have to a sporting event where everyone is engaged, men and women, Super Bowl parties, et cetera, et cetera. I think that day after Super Bowl would be the only one to rival opening day, but otherwise, it has to be opening day.
Yeah, opening day, for a couple reasons, just like Dibs say, it's not football. It's more of a, okay, you're in a stadium. Baseball, it's relaxing. Football's more upbeat. Basketball is just different. Baseball's outdoors in the day, during the week. It's something about it. You know, take me to the ballpark. Just the aura, what people are doing. I mean, you know that summer's here, spring's here. I think without a doubt, it should be a national holiday.
How brilliant would it be for the NFL to get the Monday after the Super Bowl as a national holiday? Take all the people who don't watch the Super Bowl. If they're all now getting a day off, they're going to wonder why they're getting a day off. That's courtesy of your boy, Uncle Roger Goodell, in the National Football League. Could any human being on earth do a quicker 180 in terms of public perception than Roger Goodell, viewed as a buffoon, suddenly gets all of America a day off, a Monday no less, coming off the Super Bowl. So as long as you're responsible, you can drink and party as much as you want, and then the next day you can sleep in and not worry about work. Everyone in Philadelphia wouldn't have had to call in or just to skip work entirely the last day.
And that's it. It's these days where productivity goes down. First day of the NCAA tournament, for example, productivity goes down because people are otherwise engaged. I think those are the two big candidates, but you could make opening day on a Friday, give everyone the Friday off. Right. My kid already has tomorrow off for Cesar Chavez's birthday,
there we go.
Which is a holiday in Oakland, and then it's spring break. So these kids are barely in school now as it is.
Yeah, it's one more day.
It's the season right now.
It's one more day.
Come on, coach. It's the youth. They've already got it figured out.
Class outside.
It's time for the 12K per day national cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word TILE to 72881. Message and data rates apply. TILE, T-I-L-E to 72881. In addition, speaking of sports, we're going to be unified this weekend, courtesy of 5-Hour Energy, and the 5HourEnergyBrackets.com as the Final Four gets set. Saturday night, you have Michigan as a small favorite over Loyola Chicago. You have Villanova as a small favorite over Kansas. The title game will be on Monday, but for right now, to get through all this, opening day, baseball, the upcoming playoff run, and the NCAA madness, drink your 5-Hour Energy.
No question, Joe. I tell you, it's going to be battle. It shouldn't be Loyola and Michigan. It should be the battle of the grandmothers. You see what's going on there. That's going to be absolutely amazing. Maybe grandmas both to get a 5-Hour Energy. 5-Hour Energy is going to get me through the day on Saturday, and it's going to help me stay up Monday to watch that championship game.
5-Hour Energy has got you covered all weekend long. Questions for you. Number one, season's going to go as you go. Where are the A's fans? Where are the Giants fans? Who's going to have a better year? 888-957-9570. And should opening day be a national holiday? 888-957-9570. Bay Star ratings are in play. All coming up next, Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Vile thing! You make my butt sting! I detest you!
Baseball is back. And there's nothing better than opening day. Today, the A's welcome Mike Trout and the Angels to the Coliseum.
Drive to left field deep. Going back is Maven, and he will watch it fly.
Coverage starts at noon. The best station for Bay Area baseball. 95.7. The Game.
$100,000 on the line. One stack of high society to the winner. Now that I've got your attention, good morning, everybody. Joe Fornball here for DraftKings, DraftKings.com. Here's what you need to know first. The promo code. It's The Game. All one word, T-H-E-G-A-M-E. The Game. You're going to go to DraftKings.com before tee-off of the first golf major of the season, which is next week, April 5th. You're going to go to DraftKings.com. You're going to use that code, The Game, and then you're going to play for free with your first deposit in the $100,000 contest for golf's first major. So the promo code's The Game. The website is DraftKings.com, and it is simple. You're going to pick six golfers, and I'm going to guide you through it next week, but you're going to pick six golfers, and then you're going to rack up points for birdies, streaks, and more. But in a contest this size, one thing you always have to remember is that you're not going to win being a lemming, using groupthink. Everybody is going to want to use Tiger Woods. You won't. You're going to take a contrarian approach, and that's going to give you an opportunity to win $10,000 in the $100,000 challenge at DraftKings.com. Minimum $5 deposit required. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hey, it's Johnny Mosley with your Thursday Toyota Tahoe report. Conditions are great right now. Corduroy is laid down and awaiting your sweet arc. So point that Toyota towards the mountains. And I'll see you soon.
Hi, Johnny. Most ski resorts are reporting 15 to 18 feet of snow in this miracle March, so you'll be sitting pretty on a massive base. While Tahoe was hit with back-to-back storms last week, this week it's all about the sunshine. So if you love spring skiing and snowboarding, this is the time for you. For KPIX 5, I'm Netta Iranpour.
What if people had a battery level icon, like on your phone? You'd see a log of us walking around all day in need of a recharge. Thankfully, there's great tasting 5-Hour Energy, because just one sugar-free, 4-calorie, vitamin-packed 5-Hour Energy shot can recharge your batteries all the way back to 100% fast. And isn't life better at 100%? Yes. Yes, it is. 5-Hour Energy. Get back to 100%. For more information, visit 5HourEnergy.com.
This is Owen.
Hi.
He's an imaginary person who represents many business owners.
Imaginary? I'm right here.
Owen is savvy.
I'm savvy.
He knows digital marketing is imperative to grow his business.
Of course.
But he's not sure how it works or who to trust.
Wait, what do you mean? I don't... SmartReach Digital.
That's why he should turn to SmartReach Digital.
Wait, we were just discussing this like 2 seconds
ago. SmartReach Digital designs programs that promote your business and generate leads.
Can you really not see me? I mean, we're face-to-face.
Do you need a digital partner you can trust?
I'm imaginary. Maybe you're imaginary.
Learn more at growwithsmartreach.com.
Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. Our family announces the newest jewel in the crown, Audi Fremont.
Audi Fremont's new service center is open and ready for business. We're providing complimentary car washes, new Audi loaner vehicles, and factory-authorized technicians to handle all of your service needs. With our convenient pickup and delivery and competitive pricing, Audi Fremont is ready to welcome you today. Make an appointment online at audifremont.com or visit our service center at Bosell Road in the Fremont Auto Mall. The new Audi Fremont. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
Basketball in March. It's crazy. Just crazy madness.
You got that right, Christopher. Don't miss the madness. And don't miss the new smoked wings at your favorite Bay Area Hooters. All the flavor and only about half the calories. While you're there, grab a scratch card that could get you free smoked wings for a year, a 50-inch flat-screen TV, or even a trip for two to the Hooters International Swimsuit Pageant.
Yeah, the wings aren't the only thing that's smoking, baby.
Hooters, Campbell, Dublin, San Bruno, and Rohnert Park. BayAreaHooters.com.
You've probably heard me talk about our coastal remodel. Hi, it's Gianna Franco. Well, before we started our project, we had a lot of questions. So guess what we did? We called the experts at Dolan's. Maybe you need new doors or new windows like we did. Or maybe you're thinking of adding a deck or replacing your old one. Or how about updating your patio door with French doors? Well, whatever you decide, give your home a new look. But consult the experts first. At Dolan's, more name brands and lower prices. It's where the professionals shop. DolanLumber.com. That's DolanLumber.com.
Advertisement for legal services by non-attorney paid spokesperson. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Darren Kaplan of Kaplan Gore, LLP, 2727 Paces Ferry Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30339. Cases may be referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. Not available in all states.
Attention, if you or a loved one took Abilify and lost $75,000 or more through compulsive gambling or day trading losses, call 800-834-0917, as you may be entitled to substantial cash compensation. Recent studies have linked Abilify to pathological gambling and other compulsive behaviors. If you or a loved one developed an uncontrollable gambling problem while taking Abilify and have major losses, call 800-834-0917 now. You may be entitled to cash compensation. The call and consultation are free. If you took Abilify and have $75,000 or more in casino gambling or stock trading losses, call now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-834-0917 24/7. If you took Abilify and have major casino gambling or stock trading losses, you may be entitled to substantial cash compensation. Call 800-834-0917. That's 800-834-0917. 800-834-0917.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. That's the available turbocharged engine on the Honda Civic, a KBB.com Best Buy.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on select 2018 Civic models for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Northern California Honda dealers today for incredible deals on every 2018 Honda vehicle.
Offer excludes all Civic Type R models. See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up Armor All Canister Wipes for $3.99. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Joe Low and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Here's how it's going to work. We will take your calls on opening day throughout the program. A's fans and Giants fans, we're pitting you against one another. Who's going to rep their team better in terms of which team will have the better season? Vegas has it close in terms of win totals. Pecota has it close in terms of projections. We will give you our predictions on everything, including win totals, at 7:30 this morning, and a golden ticket potential finalist will be announced at 8 o'clock.
You know that Damon Bruce experienced another non-qualifier yesterday. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I actually was listening in real time as the second name was read, and I believe the second name fell short. Luckily, that take is all gonzo, Lo, so I don't have to answer to it anymore.
I didn't even say anything. It's already dead. Yeah.
So afternoons have already been in a situation where 2 days, 3 days into this experiment, we're 3 days in, 2 days, the first person hasn't called, and we actually had yesterday, the backup didn't call?
I believe so, yes. No. But we're running hot in the morning, so.
Morning's undefeated, baby. Number one show in the world.
And we will stay that way. I hope.
Next potential funeral take on the horizon.
Oh, God.
Should today be a national holiday? 888-957-9570. And in addition, I'm still waiting to hear from A's and Giants fans. I'm interested to see who's going to the Coliseum to tie one on today. I'm interested in what you're drinking and what you're cooking. Quite frankly, today's a great day. Today's not a day for diving into the minutiae of a 6'2", 300-pound offensive guard who may or may not fit the scheme. We will get into some football. Jed York had some very interesting things to say about Reuben Foster. And we're going to get into KD, who had some interesting things to say about Taco Bell. That's all coming up at around 6:45. But for now, John and Benicia. John, what's going on? Happy opening day. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Now that I think about it, I'm pretty good. I appreciate you asking.
Good. You know, I think it should be a national holiday more so than the day after Super Bowl, because that's kind of a recovery day, and this is kind of a look forward, hope springs eternal kind of day. But I think we need to take the corporate feel out of the game if this is going to be a national holiday. I think that the bleachers should be reserved for families with some cut pricing down there. I think there should be some interesting promotions, giveaways, and just family-friendly prices all the way around to encourage people to come out and enjoy each other and enjoy the ballgame.
Love the idea. Appreciate the phone call. Have yourself a terrific day. Will never happen. That's not how baseball operates.
Yeah.
Baseball is only going to entice you when they need you, and they need you for Tuesday night when they're struggling and a bum opponent's in town. Baseball does not need your help on opening day. You notice when it comes to the Giants, the opening day tickets are the last of the single game tickets to get released. And you can get access to them earlier if you want to buy a small season ticket package.
Right.
It's brilliant marketing. You're never going to be able to cheapen opening day because they already know they've got you hooked.
They already know it's going to be sold out. I mean, every park, it's just it's amazing. I remember playing with the Bengals and we had OTAs opening day. Guys were even ballplayers were trying to get out of practice early. It was just like, man, something about opening
day.
Oh,
you guys
day.
Trying to get out to go over and check out that's
why
the Reds?
That's why we used to win all the time in Cincinnati.
Is that bad?
Because it's right across the river. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. And just the atmosphere, man, especially back east, it's just amazing because the weather's good. You guys don't get great weather all the time, you know. So it's awesome just to see how many people just come out.
Opening day is a coin flip, son. There's already been two games that are postponed. We had a game postponed yesterday, a day in advance. This is what I never understood. You've got teams in Los Angeles, two of them. You got a team in San Diego. You've got teams in the Bay Area. Right. You've got Arizona. You've got multiple Texas teams, multiple Florida teams, a team in Atlanta. Why does anyone in the Northeast or the upper region of the Midwest host a series early in the season? Why? Why would that happen? I haven't even gone through the entire slate today, but the Mets are hosting. What are the games that have been postponed?
It's Cincinnati and Detroit, the two home games. So you talked about the Natty.
The Natty got
some rough weather.
Yeah,
let's have
a baseball game in Detroit in March. We realize that we could have just sent the Tigers to, say, I don't know, Tampa to open the season. They've got a dome even.
Yeah, Tampa's hosting Boston. They're busy.
Everyone wants to wait for Interleague at the middle of the year. This is a bad look when everyone gets... Imagine week one of the NFL, a game just getting canceled for weather. Sorry, it's not gonna work. You're not going to get Packers versus 49ers. Sorry, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we'll accept. Like, what are you doing?
Well, with the schedule now, as you know, with Interleague that has to be interspersed throughout, and shout out Pittsburgh at Detroit, which is postponed. Interleague and the opener, I've been against that, but... The way the schedule is now, you got to intersperse it throughout, so they don't have total control. They let the computer decide where to hold these games, and so you're going to have some rainouts.
The computer.
That's right.
I'll tell you what. Yesterday, I was finalizing the research for all wagering opportunities. We've got four season win totals we're going to throw out there. Every single site you go to is overwhelmingly pro-Yankees right now. Have you noticed? I have four or five different sites I check every day just to see what the headlines are, just to make sure I'm on top of all the news. certain sites I like for analytical reasons or for research or think pieces, whatever it may be. Everybody's got something up on the Yankees. Front page ESPN, front page Sports Illustrated, front page CBS, front page at The Ringer. Everywhere. Everywhere has the Yankees right now.
Why not?
The ultimate villain? That's what it made me think. It's so good for baseball knowing that the two most important things in the sport are converging. The Yankees, which you can say what you want. They're the most important team in the game. And two, the three true outcomes in baseball. Home runs, strikeouts, and walks. I believe it was 33%, one-third of all at-bats ended with one of the three true outcomes last year. Highest rate in the history of Major League Baseball. Spring training is an indicator of what you'll see during the season. There's proof of that. Shout out Fangraphs.com. And in that proof, you'll see that this year we're probably going to get more home runs and more strikeouts than we've ever seen before. It's going to grow. The Yankees are the poster boys for that. Stanton, strikeouts and homers and walks. Judge, Sanchez, strikeout, homers and walks. Baseball is going to be booming because the entire shift in baseball philosophy is right there in the Bronx with perhaps possibly your eventual World Series champion.
Yeah, and they've got a home run friendly ballpark as well. So they're going to smash a ton of home runs. It would be fun to see if they got up near 250, 275, even 300 home runs as a team with the amount of power they have in the lineup. Personally, I don't love the three true outcomes of baseball era that we're in. I've always kind of liked the strategy of the bunt and advancing guys and manufacturing runs.
But a little bit small ball.
I like small ball. I also like the power. I like having a variety. Unfortunately, the Giants aren't really built to thrive in this era. Even though they added Longoria and McCutcheon, they still don't have enough pop to compete with the big power teams.
Is this era an era you prefer over previous eras? Or like Dibs, are you anti three true outcomes? Would you rather yearn for something in the past? Bob Nightingale, we'll talk to him about that and the World Series champion, soon to be World Series champion, next. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Hey, guys, I got some good news for you. This morning at 9:10 a.m., I activated myself.
Today, Kevin Durant returns to the hardwood as the Warriors take on the Bucks.
Baseline J for KD, and it's his universe. We're only living in it right now.
Coverage starts tonight at 6. The playoffs are coming only on 95.7. The Game.
Hey, sports fans, it's Chuck Santana with FH Daily Chevrolet in San Leandro. Stop paying too much for your car. If you're not working with our winning team, you're missing out on the best deal. This month, we'll double your tax return. Turn $250 into $5 or $5 into $1,000. And we have new 2018 Equinoxes starting at $196 a month. Or lease a new 2018 Volt for $225 per month. Why not get a new vehicle with payments at or below your current payments? Find new roads at FH Daily Chevrolet in San Leandro on Davis Street or FHDaily.com.
Hey, San Francisco. Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sales going on now. Choose from the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. All water-resistant laminate is up to 36% off. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 33% off. More from 39 cents while supplies last. And take an extra 15% off clearance in-store, plus special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a San Francisco store near you.
So, what are you reading?
I'm checking out the ratings on the new TVs. Looks like Samsung, LG, and Sony got the best scores.
Just like last year. What about those new 4K HDR TVs?
They got the highest scores of all, but their prices are really high.
Did you check online?
Yep, their prices were about the same.
Well, there's only one place where we can get a hot deal on one of those top-rated models.
Where?
At Video Only. Check out the ratings on TV stores.
I see. Video Only scored better than the other stores.
So, if you want to get the best deal on the best TVs,
then we should take our magazine ratings and head over to top-rated Video Only.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In Mountain View, San Mateo, Hayward, Dublin, and San Rafael, Video Only.
It's time to play hooky as the A's open the season with two full days of festivities, beginning with a 1:05 p.m. opening day game against the Los Angeles Angels on Thursday, March 29th. The following night, we honor the 50 greatest players ever to don the Oakland A's uniform with a 7:05 p.m. start. Grab your phone and check out athletics.com/tickets to figure out the seats and pricing that work best for you. Join us opening day. That's athletics.com/tickets.
Get informed and be inspired. Curious? The only thing more interesting than what you've heard is what you haven't. Watch Scientology Network on DirecTV Channel 320 or go to Scientology.tv.
There are auto dealers, and then there is Livermore Ford. Get amazing deals on Ford's newest lineup, including the Fiesta, Edge, Expedition, the Workhorse F-150, and the environmentally friendly C-Max Energy. Competitive pricing at Livermore Ford? Check. Deals all over the lot at Livermore Ford? Check. Huge inventory of new and used cars and trucks at Livermore Ford? Check. No games, no worries, just a simple way to shop and buy. Check. Livermore Ford, just off the 580. More at LivermoreFord.com.
It's time to celebrate spring during Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys mattress sale. Daylight savings is here, and it's the perfect time to rotate or replace your mattress. If it's time to replace, then rest easy because all of us at Mancini's are ready to offer huge savings on top brand quality mattresses. It gets even better with free delivery and no interest for up to 48 months. Hurry into one of our 33 stores and get a great night's sleep at the lowest possible price. Mancini Sleep World, visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text BODY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text BODY to 42424. That's BODY to 42424.
Springtime is the perfect time to save big on a new Toyota. Get up to $2,000 down payment match on a sporty Corolla or an eye-catching CHR. Both come standard with Toyota Safety Sense and 2 years no-cost maintenance. Ready, set, go get your Toyota today.
Down payment match must be on a TFS contract. Cannot be combined with subvented offers, but is compatible with other TFS contracts up to 72 months. Trade-in equity is applicable. Offer ends 4/2/18.
Toyota, let's go places.
If San Francisco Giants second baseman Joe Panik weren't a player, he'd be a tech entrepreneur running a well-funded startup in Soma. Exhausted after months of preparing for the inevitable IPO, he'd head over to AT&T Park with his coworkers, putting down his smartphone so he can raise an orange foam finger in the air. Because if Joe Panik weren't a player, he'd be a fan.
Tickets on sale now at sfgiants.com. Giants baseball, it doesn't get more SF.
The only thing more interesting than what you've heard is what you haven't. Curious? Watch I Am a Scientologist tonight at 8 on DirecTV Channel 320 or go to Scientology.tv.
95.7 The Game. Trending now.
Happy opening day. I'm Annika Garagis. It's opening day in baseball, and we've got some Western showdowns to start the season. Giants and Dodgers in La La Land. Ty Block gets the nod against Clayton Kershaw. A's open their 50th anniversary season in Oakland. We've got some day baseball at the Coliseum. A renewed rivalry, A's versus Angels. Kendall Graveman on the bump against Garrett Richards. Covered starts with the Dugout Show at noon. First pitch at 1:05 right here on 95.7 The Game. And the Warriors with some good news. Tell me more, Steve Kerr.
Clay, Draymond, KD, they're all bored right now. They all can't wait to get back. Fortunately, it's finally happening. I think Draymond and KD will play tomorrow. I think Clay will be probably this weekend.
That was Steve Kerr on the Dame and Bruce Show yesterday. Listen to full interview on 95.7thegame.com. Dubs and Bucks tonight. Listen to the Warriors warm-up at 6. Tip-off at 7:30 right here on 95.7 The Game. The sports update is brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet in San Leandro. Nevada Chevrolet in Nevada, your premier Bay Area Chevy dealers. I'm Annika Garagis.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Kevin Durant set to return to action tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. Tip time scheduled for 7:30 p.m. right here on 95.7 The Game. Coverage will begin at 6 p.m. with Warriors warm-up here on 95.7 The Game. Speaking of KD, awesome interview with Bill Simmons, the sports guy, on his podcast a couple days ago. We've got a couple very important clips from that coming up in about 12 minutes. But for right now, very happy to welcome in MLB columnist for USA Today, Bob Nightingale, joining Joe Lowendibs on 95.7 The Game. Happy opening day, Bob. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing very well, and we appreciate the time. We'll start local with the San Francisco Giants. Given the injuries to Madison Bumgarner, Jeff Samardzija, Mark Melancon, what is the ceiling for this club in 2018, in your opinion?
Well, Jeff's got to survive these first couple months while Bumgarner is out. Tough. You're playing the Dodgers 10 times in April without either Bumgarner or Samardzija. That being said, I still like this club. I like it going against its brand and grabbing proven guys with the great credentials, great numbers of accurate baseball cards, and hopefully they can survive the first 2 months and then just stay and have everybody intact and try to get back in the postseason.
What's the key to them having a power surge? Is it having big productivity from McCutcheon and Longoria, or is it health from Belt and others? Which is the bigger factor for you?
I think you need McCutcheon to play like the McCutcheon of old, same with Longoria. But just as big having, Belt stay healthy and put up the kind of numbers everybody's been anticipating ever since he joined the Giants. And also, getting the same production on Posey, and particularly Hunter Pence. I think they really need Hunter Pence to have a bounce-back season if they're going to make a run at this thing.
How do you think, how big does Johnny Cueto need to perform this year, and also the bullpen?
Yeah, I think Cueto will be just fine. I think a thing with Cueto last year was – the team kind of surrendered in some way when Baumgartner went down in the ATV accident. They were never the same, and I think Cueto was part of that. It's like, well, they're not going to win, so why put up why bother to put up great numbers when it's a losing cause anyway? So I just think it was tough for guys like him to get motivated. Tremendous talent, so I think you'll see a different Johnny Cueto this year for sure.
Bob Nightingale from USA Today joining Joe Lowendibs on 95.7 The Game. The expectations heading into the season prior to the Giant injuries weren't as high for the Oakland Athletics based on Pecota projections, as well as Vegas season win totals. But I've spoken to a few guys I know in Vegas, guys that do this for a living, and quietly there's some support that the A's might be better than some are giving them credit for. How do you view the Oakland Athletics this season?
I think their offense has got a chance to surprise some people, and they're not gonna have a winning season or anything like that. But I think there's some improvements. What is like their fifth rebuilding project now in about the last 20 years? So we'll see what happens. But I think they'll be more entertaining, and I think the business will be down. I mean, you take away the Astros, who are best team in baseball. The Angels are improved. But otherwise, I certainly think you'll see the Texas Rangers step back. I don't think Seattle will be as good either. So you got a chance to beat up on those clubs.
American League-wise, a lot of attention being paid to the Yankees. The record in Major League Baseball for homers by a team one season is 264, set by Seattle 21 years ago. Do the Yankees have a chance, and will they break that record this year, Bob?
I mean, they have a chance, but it's far-fetched. We'll see. We'll see how Stanton performs in New York. Should be an easier place to play. But, yeah, he's going to fit into that city in a whole new league and everything else. Aaron Judge, pitchers are going to make some improvements on him, some adjustments. So we'll see if he can make the same type of adjustment. They're a good team. I still think Boston's a better team at division, but we'll see.
MLB columnist for USA Today, Bob Nightingale, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Bob, we know you're busy today. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy opening day, and we look forward to doing it again soon.
All right, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Is it even a question whether or not baseball is better when the Yankees are good?
No.
Like, is there anyone who would make the case, no, 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 baseball's better when the Yankees are down, and here's why? Is there a legitimate case to be made on that front?
No. If the Yankees are good, more people pay attention. They're a perfect villain, and you could even argue that baseball is better when the Dodgers are good. I think the bi-coastal rivalry that they can present is important for baseball.
Al's out at the Coliseum already. It's 6:40. Al, are you at the Coliseum?
Yeah.
Happy opening day to you as well.
We ready to get this on, baby? Hey, come on, you guys. Why are we talking about the Geraldton Giants? Come on. This is enough of this already. It's a beautiful day. I'm looking at the Coliseum. It's going to be about 80 degrees. I got my boys ready to tailgate, and we're still talking about the Giants. Come on, guys. Give me a break.
Where are you? Have they let you in the gates yet? Are the gates even open?
No, they're not opening, but we're lighting up to get in, guys. We want to get this on, man. We got the queue going on. We're going to get a party going on. And like I said, finally, the Oakland A's did something right. They're going to have day baseball. When was the last time you guys remember a day opening baseball game from the Oakland Coliseum?
I can't remember it, Al. I was telling Joe earlier in the week that opening day used to be opening night the same night as the national championship game. You'd have fireworks out there, Dave Stewart on the bump. I like day baseball,
exactly.
But nothing like that nighttime opener at the Collie.
Hey, are you playing hooky today?
I don't know, but
did you call in sick?
I'm going to help it. I got a chest bone job.
Awesome. Listen, Al, have a great time out there. Be safe. You're breaking up a little bit.
All right, guys. Great night. Happy opening day, guys. I got some clothes for you. Let's go.
I'll get it in. I love it.
That dude is literally tailgating a tailgate.
Right.
If you really think about it, Al is out at the Coliseum tailgating a tailgate. You go to tailgate because you drink and party before the game. That's the whole idea of the tailgate. The tailgate happens before the event. He's actually tailgating before he can get in the tailgate. That's tailgating a tailgate.
It's crazy. It's like the movie Inception, right? Where you go a second level below. And
yeah.
If
this
you tailgate,
this is the hotel scene. This is level two. There's level one with
great
the train,
call.
And then they jump into level with the van, where the van goes off the bridge.
Yep.
This is level two. Level three.
Well,
I mean, if you started drinking last night.
Well, it is level three because they're tailgating. They're behind someone tailgating. You know, because they're behind another car, so that's tailgating. And now they're still drinking.
I guess in the literal sense, if a car is in front of them, they are tailgating a tailgate in order to get into a tailgate, and then there's an A's game.
Maybe this is the scene in the snow then, where they're storming the room.
Yeah. It's a lot of tailgating going on.
Yeah, crazy. There's a lot going on out there.
Inception.
Be safe, everybody.
Don't get
caught in Inception. Someone's got to wake up. You got to synchronize
the kick.
The kick, but what was the orchestra music?
Yeah. And hopefully Symphony. The kick is the crack of the bat that brings you back to life here at level one.
Small underdogs, your Oakland Athletics today. Small underdogs going up against Garrett Richards and the Angels. The Angels are -124 favorites. A little bit different in the Dodger-Giant game. The Dodgers are a casual -300 favorite against the San Francisco Giants. There is no game on the board that is even close to that.
Wow.
The biggest underdog by a marathon, the San Francisco Giants against Kershaw today.
Wow, -3 bills. That's Clayton Kershaw. He's out. He's decent.
Wow.
He's due for a letdown.
He's due for a regression.
Yeah.
Clayton Kershaw's going to have a regression in 2018 in a contract year, no less.
Right, yeah, right. He'll only go 19-4.
All right. So we're going to continue taking your calls throughout the day. We want to hear who's going to have a better season, in your opinion, the A's or the Giants. I haven't heard from a single Giants fan yet to make the case. Unbelievable. I'm wondering if the injuries have Giants fans already tucking tail.
Wow.
That would be very disappointing heading into the first game of the season. The number's 888-957-9570. Taco Bell. You've had it. We've had it. Someone else has had it. And he's quite outspoken on it. We'll get to that next. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Taylor, what are you doing back up here?
Couldn't cut it. The Mexican League.
That's your wife and my kids.
Damon Bruce. Weekdays 3-7
on 95.7 The Game.
Richard Sherman, 49ers cornerback, here on 95.7 The Game.
At this moment, I'm looking forward to creating new memories in San Francisco and winning a lot more football games and having a chance to get to the show again.
Listen to Damon Bruce every weekday from 3 to 7. The biggest names in the Bay Area, only on 95.7. The Game.
The results are in, and it's great news. Washington Hospital Healthcare System just received a 2018 HealthGrades Award for being one of 100 best hospitals in America and for being one of 20 recognized hospitals in California. But what makes us most proud is the smile on our patients' faces when we help them. As a community-owned healthcare system, our patient-first culture drives our commitment to excellence every single day of every single year. Washington Hospital in Fremont, world-class, community-owned.
Spring is the season for great deals at the Jeep Spring Sales Event. Really bloom the season with Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Or greet the change in weather and terrain with the available legendary 4x4 capability of Jeep Renegade. And no matter how far you wander, stay connected in Jeep Compass, who's top of its class in technology and connectivity. Don't miss the Jeep Spring Sales Event. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. Based on compact SUV segmentation, OEM website, AutoKnowledge, Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pick and Pull would like to introduce you to Dr. Cash.
Doctor of everything green.
Meaning the doctor here just recycled that old junk car that's been sitting in his driveway.
And got cash.
Because he needs cash.
Everybody needs cash.
If you've got an old junk car and need immediate cash, doesn't matter if it can't start, won't smog, or isn't registered, call Cash for Junk Cars at 800-442-JUNK and turn it into cash now.
That's 1-800-442-JUNK. And Pick and Pull will arrange a tow and give you top dollar for your junk car.
Cash for Junk Cars.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Call 800-442-JUNK if you're suffering from DD.
Dollar dysfunction.
Or II.
Irregular income.
And have a JC.
Junk car.
Yes, Cash for Junk Cars is your prescription for immediate money. So call 800-442-JUNK and get cash from Pick and Pull. The best place in the world to buy used car and truck parts at super low prices.
Cash for Junk Cars.
800-442-JUNK. 800-442-5865.
From Pick and Pull, where we sell parts and we buy cars.
Rise Against, live. Well, just hold you like a hand. Friday, September 28th, Concord Pavilion. Morning in America Tour 2018. Pick up their album, Wolves, available everywhere. Special guests, AFI. And Anti-Flag. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Part of the Messini Sleep World Concert Series.
Hi, folks. It's Jim Peterson with Peterson Dean, and I'm talking about home backup battery systems today. Solar panels that we install on your roof can actually charge a battery that we install in your garage, and that battery will power your home based on dedicated circuit. Instead of sending that power back to the grid from your solar power system, as we've done for many, many years, you can actually send the surplus back to your battery that you can buy here at Peterson Dean. They're affordable. You can get them for around $59 a month. And look, you'll have no more blackouts, and you'll be able to have power when other people don't. And you'll also be able to beat time of use. The utility companies are charging you now more from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and that's when you want to use a battery. We have them for $59 a month. Give us a call to learn more about these exciting new batteries and this technology. 888-366-5498. 888-366-5498. 888-366-5498. 888-366-5498 or at petersondean.com. CSLB 868-363. 468-117. 930-640.
Stop dreaming and start driving. Land Rover Marin wants you to live the dream and drive a new Land Rover or Range Rover today. Pricing and payments are at an all-time low during the Land Rover Own the Adventure sales event. Living the dream in Marin. Visit LandRoverMarin.com.
Shop Lowe's for great savings to help bring your lawn back to life and keep it looking its best all season long. Start with Stay Green Weed and Feed Lawn Fertilizer at a new lower price of $15. And keep your lawn tidy with a Troy-Bilt 2-cycle 17-inch gas trimmer and edger, now for just $89. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through April 4th. While supplies last, see store for details, U.S. only.
Rachel.
Yes, Blaine?
You need to know something. I'm not who you think I am.
Oh, wait.
Wait, what? Of course you are. You're my hero.
No, listen to me. I'm not a hero. I'm not a cop.
What?
I'm a robot.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, this internet doesn't really work.
I know, right?
You need high speed for your movie thing, man.
I'm not a cop.
What?
I'm a robotics professor. I just wanted you to think I was cool.
Oh, plain.
It's Barry, actually. I'm a professor named Barry.
What?
Oh, I did not see that coming.
Switch to AT&T and get high-speed internet with over 99% reliability. $30 per month with a qualifying bundle and 12-month agreement. No extra monthly fees. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Price for high-speed internet plans up to 50 megabits. Requires maintaining bundle with TV, home phone, or wireless on one bill. New approved residential customers only. Up to $180 early termination fee. Up to $99 installation or activation fee and data overage charges apply. Reliability claim based on U-verse internet service. Geographic service restrictions and other conditions apply. See att.com/internet for details.
Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. Our family announces the newest jewel in the crown, Audi Fremont.
Audi Fremont's new service center is open and ready for business. We're providing complimentary car washes, new Audi loaner vehicles, and factory-authorized technicians to handle all of your service needs. With our convenient pickup and delivery and competitive pricing, Audi Fremont is ready to welcome you today. Make an appointment online at AudiFremont.com or visit our service center at Bosell Road in the Fremont Auto Mall. The new Audi Fremont. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
Joe Low and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
The question that's been asked on this program for a few weeks now is how. How exactly do you turn a potential dynasty into the real thing? How do you take two titles in 3 years, turn it into three titles in 4 years, and then push that act through multiple decades the way in which the New England Patriots have done it, the way in which the Alabama Crimson Tide have done it, the way in which the New York Yankees have done it. How do you go about doing that? Well, you talk about salary caps, you talk about which players to keep, which players to get rid of, how to manage your business, how to stay on top of trends. We gave you the way you do it last week, and it's going to be reinforced here in a second. 2 days ago, Kevin Durant joined Bill Simmons on the Bill Simmons podcast. It's like an hour and 15 minutes. It's KD, it's his business manager, and it's Bill Simmons. They're in a hotel room. It is a fantastic listen because it is as real and as raw as it gets. There's no setups. There's no voice fluctuations. It's just people talking. And there's so much in there to dissect, but I want you to hear what Kevin Durant had to say about technology and the Bay Area. Take a listen.
I like technology, you know what I mean? I like that type of stuff, so.
Did you think, like 5 years ago, 3 years ago, you were ever going to care about technology?
No.
When did that flip?
I always cared to a certain degree. I mean, I always was on my phone, always like, yeah. You know, the Xbox, and, you know, I always was interested in, you know, the newest stuff that came out and how we're going to advance humanity. And then we just kind of, once we came out here, we got in front of some important people, and you know, I just started getting more and more interested in that stuff, and you know, we just started talking through.
Once we came out here, we got in front of some important people. Later in the podcast, Simmons, and he does this throughout the podcast, he tries to get KD to admit that there is a bet between the All-Star teams. He tries four or five times, but KD keeps shutting him down. This is one of those exchanges where they're all laughing. Listen to what KD's business manager says at the end of the clip.
So did Steph Venmo the bet to you, or did he just give you cash?
No, nobody had a side bet.
He would just like an envelope with hundreds in it?
Right. Nobody, I wish.
Apple Pay?
I wish.
Steph's with Chase. It's like Chase Quick Pay.
Chase Quick Pay. Yeah. So that's what it was.
But no, I didn't.
Or maybe like a stock tip or a Silicon Valley.
We don't need any tips.
No, we don't need any tips.
We don't need any tips.
Wow.
They've come out here 5 years ago. He was interested, but he really wasn't doing anything. He comes out here to the Bay Area. He takes that interest. He and his business partner get in front of some very important people, and now they're in a position where, nah, we don't need any tips. We're good. They go on. They talk about their portfolio. Ladies and gentlemen, we told you this last week. We're going to reemphasize it again. This right here is how you build a dynasty. You don't sell young, millionaire star basketball players on the idea necessarily of playing with Steph or Klay or Draymond or KD. That's part of it. But at some point, those guys are gone. What you sell them on is money. You sell them on the one thing you have that no one else does, and that is Silicon Valley. Miami is selling the beaches and the nightlife. LA is selling Hollywood. New York is selling the Big Apple and the chance to be on the brightest stage. Golden State needs to sell Silicon Valley. You sell the idea that a 24-year-old with $18, $20, $29 million, by 30, 35, he could be a billionaire. Take a look at Andre Iguodala. Take a look at Kevin Durant. Take that money, invest it here. We will triple, quadruple it. We will take you as a basketball player and turn you into a business. We will turn you into a brand. Is it possible that Lacob, in an effort to entice free agents in the future, could create something like the Billionaire Basketball Players Fund, where if you joined the Warriors, you would also have an opportunity to be brought into this, I don't know what it would be, a hedge fund, a mutual fund, an angel investor group, where you could take the money you make and you could work with experienced Silicon Valley executives like Joe Lacob and people he knows in the area, like other players on the Warrior roster that have been through this. And then you could see how to invest money, how you could get plugged in to tech.
I think it'd be awesome. I think there's a
couple. It's allowable?
No. That's the only thing, because it'd be conflict of interest, because he's your employee, and then if he brings you over to a hedge fund where he's managing, you can't do that.
There's no way to create something where you could work around any of that?
Oh, easily. You just introduce them to your friends. If you're Joe Lacob and you live in and amongst these people, and you do because you're a multimillionaire, if not a billionaire or close to it yourself, you invite Kevin out to a cocktail party and you introduce him to your friend who happens to be a hedge fund manager, or your other buddy who happens to run a VC firm, a venture capital firm, and he makes these contacts on his own. And it becomes known league-wide that these are the circles that you will traffic in. Like you said, you go to Miami, the nightlife, you're going to go to all the best clubs, you're going to get the velvet rope and the VIP entrance and all that. You come here and you're going to go to nice cocktail parties and meet rich people and smart people and be able to grow your business, like you said, which makes the most sense for a player, because your knees get old, your body gets old, you get old certainly, but your brain doesn't necessarily get old.
How many years did you play in New Orleans?
Four.
4 years. That was your first stop, and then you became a free agent.
Yes.
So imagine you've made a couple $1 million, you've banked away, you're headed for free agency, you're highly recruited, you have an opportunity to go play virtually anywhere, and one of those areas is modern day Bay Area, whether it be the Raiders and Niners, whatever the situation for this hypothetical. And you were partially being sold by a front office and an ownership group that said, Lorenzo, we can bring you in here. Here's how you fit the offense. And they go through all that. But here's what we can offer you that's different. We can plug you in to an investment pipeline where you can take this business of yours, the business that is Lorenzo Neal. You can take that portfolio and you could magnify it by 10, by 20, by 30. We can take you and we can set you up for the future so that you can play football now and you can relax later. And here's how you're going to do it. How enticing would something like that be to a Paul George or an individual headed for free agency being recruited with lots of money on the line? Would a young guy, would that resonate? Would that be something that would sell a young Lorenzo Neal?
I think, first of all, guys would be like, I don't give a damn about an owner, pretty much. They walk by different drums. They're not in the same circle. So I get the point now. If the owner, I think without a doubt, every single player would be interested if the owner would go through the agent and say, look, stop looking at him. Because who usually, look at Kevin Durant. Who's he with? His financial guy. Most guys stay close to what? The M-O-N-E-Y, the money. They have a great relationship with their money guys, because the money guy is going to give them stuff, whatever they want. The money guys, once you get your money guy, you feel like, okay, you look up to him, but it's your money. So it's the mindset. So if the owner get those money guys, their financial guys, financial advisors, and say, look, this is why, I think you could have a huge success if they grab it like that and go do it that approach and say, look, I'm not telling you, I can't be involved because of conflict interest, but I can introduce you to a guy that I'm telling you can double X, this is what he can do, X the financial, you know, what gains that you could do. Without a doubt, you could have a huge impact, because the money guy then would say, dude, you need to do this. I'm just telling. And most guys are going, okay, they follow, they trust these guys.
You talk to the man behind the man who has his ear, and you say, look, you might be focused more on a little bit on nightlife. 10 years from now, you're going to wish you were plugged into this. So you could use this as a leverage point.
No.
This could be something you sell to, say it's 4 years ago, and LeBron James is on the open market, and you've got a good team. He thinks he can win with you. But he's being courted by the Knicks, a return trip to Cleveland, other teams. The idea of plugging LeBron into all this, I mean, he understands
I'm
more than anyone.
He's a business. He's a brand. Maverick Carter, his childhood friend who is his business manager, you know that Maverick Carter would be in his ear saying, look, we can turn our empire into a super empire.
Absolutely, because if the money that he brings in, he says, okay, you're his businessman. I'm giving you 2% on the side. Without a doubt, I'd go do it right now to try to get involved with what they're doing. That's it's unbelievable kind of finances in the
2% of a billion is 20 million.
Exactly.
While we're sitting around doing math.
Just a small slice.
Excuse me,
the billion.
So
just
mind,
a very small slice.
Break me off my 2%.
Right. Exactly.
20 million. I don't know how many stacks of high society that
and,
is.
And pay it cash.
Please.
Sir, pay it cash. It's only 2%.
Without a
I want
doubt.
It straight cash.
Unmarked,
non-sequential bills, baby.
It's the only way we want our money right now.
Who are we trying to give that to? CJ Beathard, right?
That's
it was
right.
Like someone's got to put 50 grand. And unmarked, non-sequential in his trunk and say, thanks for taking a beating, signed Jed York. The conversation between KD and Bill Simmons, phenomenal, right? But it wasn't just on business. It was about basketball. It was about life. At one point, there's this awesome interaction where you hear a knock on the door and you can tell, I think it's someone from room service, and they're all kind of looking at each other like, oh, you want anything? How about another bottle of red?